Well, now, we learned in the lecture what a bear market was, right? A 20% drop or more in stocks. What do they look like? Well, there are many. If you look at the bear market, history of bear market handout, you'll see that since the Great Depression, there have been several bear markets. They happen, you know, every few years or so. The granddaddy of them all was the Great Depression. And look at what happened. Stocks lost 88%, almost 90% of their value. Oh my goodness. And it took 267, what is that? That's about 20 years, 24 some odd years, for the market to finally come back to where it, its high was. That's why for two generations after the crash, people really just did not trust the stock market. And in between then, there were times when the market fell pretty hard. Look at 73, 74. That was a very difficult time for the market, stock market, oil crisis, the first oil crisis, Watergate, the baby boom generation coming of age and all wanting to get jobs and houses and refrigerators and dishwashers. And then we had a pretty nasty fall between 2000 and 2002 with the explosion or the implosion of the dot-com bubble. But we worked our way through that also. Now, where are we? Well, the market high was 2007, and we ain't back there yet. And it looks like it's going to take a while before we get back there. But if you notice, every single one came back within, you know, 4 or 5 years or so, except for the Great Depression. Are we entering another depression, a Great Depression? There are some who say yes. It's hard to argue with them because there's some severe problems out there. But I say no. I'm of the opinion, doesn't mean I'm right, that we're going to slog through this. It's going to take a while. But we will, on a global basis, come out of this. And it's interesting to note that normally when we have a global recession in the past, since World War II, it was the United States that brought the rest of the world out of the recession. And this recession, something very different is happening. It's the developing markets that are pulling the global economy out of the doldrums. Very new world that we see. And we in the United States are going to have to get used to this. I think it's a good thing. Many others are not so happy about it. We're used to being king of the hill, right? And we're used to calling much of the shots. And now we're looking at a world where we're not the only game in town. We're not the top dog. We're going to have to share the world. I think this is a good thing. And I hope you agree with me. It's not without its problems. But on balance, we want the rest of the world to believe what we believe. That if you work hard, you invest for the future, you raise the standard of living for everyone, and everybody can have a slice of the pie. Everybody can have good food and shelter and clothing. And, more important, well, just as important, we investors can profit from that. Got it? Let's be optimistic. Okay.